somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, it's Maggie Rodney, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. You know, I'm chuckling to myself. I don't know why. Every time I hear good old Hillary's voice, I don't know, somehow I just have to laugh to myself. What a con job. We've all been conned our entire lives. Anyway, listen, everybody, I've got a great guest lined up today, but God, we got bad sound here for some reason. I'm not sure if it's our connection or what. But anyway, my guest today is Heather Goss, and she is out of California, freedom fighter extraordinaire, out in California fighting the good fight out there, trying to make a difference. I guess a lot of us are trying to make a difference, unfortunately. I don't know. We're kind of fighting. It seems like we're fighting a losing battle, but, you know, who knows? We don't know the future, so who knows? All we have is the past to judge things by, and, well, if we go by the past, the future ain't looking too bright. However, Heather's on with me today, so we'll probably make you feel more glum than you already did to begin with, since today is 9/11. But anyway, Heather, how are you? Thanks, as always, for being with me.
Well,
I appreciate
it. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, you know, it's just getting crazier and crazier out here in California. Oh,
yes.
I mean, you know, today, I mean, you want to hear the latest? My head just wants to spin off my body. Okay, so today I get this email invitation to a U.S.-China collaboration symposium for creating smart cities in Santa Clara. So now they're just right out in the open. You know, U.S. is collaborating with China, and a keynote speaker for this is Governor John Huntsman Jr., who's the former governor of Utah and the U.S. ambassador to China. So I don't know. I told myself I'm going to stop going out protesting, and, you know, because it's just not working. But I just may have to go protest this one. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I know. It really does make you kind of crazy, doesn't it, after a while? I know you read this stuff. I saw something today, Heather, about this 16-year-old kid who did a video for a school project, a high school project, did this video about how the United States is becoming a police state. And he put it up on YouTube as well. And the FBI came to question him about his video about how...
which proves his point.
Yes, I know. Oh, man, I'm telling you, you can't make this crap up. Honestly.
No, you can't. No. And it's getting worse and worse in California. I mean, we have absolutely no way to stop what's happening to us. Because we, you know, and this isn't, you know, it's not left or right issue. I mean, this is, but in California, we have a Democratic governor, of course, and a Democratic controlled Senate and assembly, and literally daily, I've stopped looking. I mean, my blood pressure is through the roof, but, you know, they're amending our California Constitution to institutionalize the Agenda 21, 3Es of environment, equity, and economy. Social justice is now becoming part of our Constitution. They're creating super councils. You remember last summer, you know, of course, when they had the big charade about, you know, in Congress about the budget, which they still haven't passed. And so what was their solution? Let's create a super council.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, please,
let's create a super council that can override Congress. And they'll make the decisions, the hard decisions. Well, of course, you know, they still haven't got a budget. But the thing is that that's not even the point. That wasn't even the point of it. The point of it was they were able to then create the super council, which can now effectively override Congress and do more damage to us. And that's what's happening in California, is they're actually creating a parallel government. So, you know, they want to amend the California Constitution, create a super council that will literally oversee all levels of government in California and will measure, get this, performance and accountability. So the name of the bill is the Performance and Accountability Act. So how can you be against that? Government,
no.
Performance and accountability.
Absolutely.
But if you read this thing, and this is in a proposition, an initiative to the voters, and And if you read this thing, it basically creates a super council that will override, can override any project level decisions, any monetary decisions, and everything is measured against the three E's. And so that's going to be the super council that's going to be created. And then they're going to, of course, be overseeing the regional COGS, which is the Council of Governments, which is replacing all of our city and county governments around here. And effectively, they won't, our city councils and county governments won't be doing anything. They'll just be figureheads and just minions. I mean, they won't get their funding and money unless they do whatever they're told.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, in California, listen, I mean, we've got a super council. I've got so much to tell you. We have this super council in California called CARB, the California Air Resource Board.
Mm-hmm.
This group has no, they can't even, the state assembly cannot even audit them. And they are responsible for this. They're not allowed to audit them. They created them, but they're not allowed to audit them. So literally, some of our assembly people up here, I mean, of course, you know, the ones that are fighting, you know, which is spitting in the wind because, you know, they can't do anything. They're outnumbered. But they've asked to audit. They can't even audit this board. It's a totalitarian board. We went there. I went an hour and a half, drove an hour and a half each way, sat through a four-hour hearing to have 3 minutes just to speak. And the council member who was presiding over the whole thing, Mary Nichols, didn't like what the negative tone we took, so she turned off the mics and called the hearing off and wouldn't let anybody speak.
Yeah, tell her to go piss off. Piss off, Mary Nichols.
And what we did, we were yelling at her. We were yelling, but I mean, this is what we're dealing with in California.
it's no different anywhere else, Heather. There's the same kind of attitude coming from these so-called public servants all across the nation.
Well, I'm sick and tired of it.
Me too. Me too.
I'm not taking it anymore.
I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
I know. I mean, you know, seriously, I just got back from vacation. I left the country.
Good for you.
I know, you know, and I'm still, I come back and nothing's changed. You know, I thought maybe somebody would...
Well,
you know, I thought I would clear my head, you know, re-energize, and maybe I'd have, you know, some answers. And, you know, I came back, and I'm just as pissed off as ever. And, you know, there are no answers. The answers are that we need to do it ourselves. That's what I've come to. We cannot, we're not electing, the people that we're electing have no clue. Unless we know our rights, unless we know what our Constitution says, our U.S. Constitution, our California Constitution, or whatever constitutional, you know, your state constitution, unless you know what your rights are and how to operate within this
system. Even then they don't pay any attention to them because they're not operating within the boundaries of the Constitution. So, I mean, it doesn't make any difference what we know, though I agree. I mean, it's important to have knowledge, but mm-hmm. It's like faith without works. You know what I mean, Heather? The reality is, you know these things. Mary Nichols doesn't give a damn that you know your constitutional mm-hmm. rights. She's ignoring them anyway. She's a despot anyway.
Well, we have to start presenting these people with treasonous charges or something. Go to the grand juries. I mean, I don't know. I'm just sitting 24/7 trying to think outside the box and what we can actually do because what we're doing isn't working. And, you know.
No, it isn't.
It's not. And
write letters, sign this petition, write letters.
Right.
Standing on the street corner with the bullhorn. Look at, we're heading the way of Greece. This is going to be a totalitarian, I mean, one that's really evident to all the people sooner than later. Now, we know that it's a totalitarian state because, you know, we're paying more attention than the average Joe. The average Joe in the street hasn't figured out the game yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be clued in real soon. It's not gonna be too long, I don't think. I mean, I don't have a magic ball. I wish I did or a, you know, what the hell? It's not called a magic ball. What are those things called? We need a seance or something.
now you want me? I have no idea what
I'm trying to think of what the hell they look at. But I don't know. I'll think of it while we're on break. I hear the cute music. Anyway, we're heading. for a break.
We can't even make sense anymore.
Yeah, exactly. This is Maggie Rod. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Heather Goss and I will be back at 3. Don't change that dial. This is the Orion Talk Radio Network. Crystal ball.
A crystal ball. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just...
Everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And my website is 3 words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Lots of good information on there. My guest is Heather Goss out of California. And it's a, well, I want to say magic ball. What the hell is it? A crystal ball. That's what we couldn't figure out. We remembered it when we hit that break. We need a crystal ball. But anyway, where are we going here, Heather, besides?
Well, my crystal ball tells me... My crystal ball tells me that California's going down.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't really take a crystal ball to look at that, to know that. But, okay, so my crystal ball, let's see. My crystal ball says that the globalists have picked Romney, and that he is going to be the president. And they're going to do that because they want the right. That's how they're going to get the right to religious right to stand down and then say basically, you know, give him time. And then those people are going to then turn on the people like us who have been trying to, on the right side, wake people up. So I think that's how they're going to neutralize or try to neutralize, you know, the people that are actually talking about Agenda 21 and things like that. That's just my opinion. I could be totally wrong, but, you know, hey, I'm just very concerned that you know, a lot of people on the right think that, and it shouldn't be on the right and the left, and, you know, I hate that, you know, because we're Americans, and and that's the whole problem, is we've been conditioned all our lives to think that, you know, somebody on the left, you know, they're on the left, we're on the right, so it's like this tug of war, and there's no, and we're all losing.
I know.
And but the thing is, a lot of the people that I know, even people in the Tea Party movement here and whatever that I thought, you know, were awake and aware, you know, they're all on board with Romney. They think he's going to make changes. You know, he's going to be our savior. And, you know, it's really hard to even argue with these people. Not argue, but, you know, just try to point out. You know, the
flaws in their argument, flaws in their reasoning, rather, I should say. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Or to even point out that, you know, he is not going to be the savior. Don't put all your eggs in that basket. I mean, you know, you and I know the truth. I mean, he's just as much a globalist and, you know, he's CFR and all of this stuff. And he's at the very top, they're both as corrupt as can be. Mm-hmm. And there's no difference, you know, whether you go fast or slow, we're still going down the same path, you know, but. You know, it's very difficult for me to talk to people about this kind of thing and tell them, you know, because they want to believe. They're still stuck.
I know. And, it's like believing in the tooth fairy, you know, really is.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like living in the Matrix, you know. We are, you know, operating in an inside and outside of the Matrix, you and I. You know, we know the truth, and we're looking, you know, it's a very surreal world when you're looking at people who think they are awake and aware, but they are just as much a part of this facade and Matrix as can be. And those people, once the reality hits, those people are going to be... our enemies too, in a way. You know what I mean? We're going to be fighting them too because they're going to be trying to stay in that left-right paradigm, that Hegelian dialectic.
Yeah.
They're going to fight for it. So they're going to fight.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's like trying to take a bone from a dog. They will fight for a tooth and nail. Listen, you tell people the truth, you become the enemy. You're the enemy when you tell them the truth because they don't want to believe. They don't want to know what it is you're telling them.
I know.
They don't want to know it.
I know. Well, you know, when I found out, I mean, you know, and I did, I found out on my own. I mean, I basically just started, you know, I'm just one of those people that wants to know the truth. And, you know, I'm very curious. And so, you know, one thing led to another. And before you know it, you're spending hours and hours and hours researching. You know, you start one place and you end up someplace completely different on the internet hours later. But, you know, going down the proverbial rabbit hole, you know, I had questioned everything I ever was taught, you know, and mm-hmm. it's like a death. I get it. You know, it's like a death in the family. You seriously have to question, because you have to question everything you were ever taught.
Yep.
You have to then question everything your parents, who you love, you know, and the people that you trusted the most, they taught you, not that they were lying to you, but they were brainwashed.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. And so it's this whole thing where, you know, you literally have to, you know, go. I went into a depression for, you know, a long time, and I go in and out of it now. I mean, you know, knowing the truth about all of this stuff really is difficult sometimes. You know, it's
sure it is. Well, yeah, it is, because this blows everything right out of the water, doesn't it? I mean, yeah. the little, you know, you're in your little rowboat, and you're sailing along through life, and, you know, you got your oars in the water, you know, and now all of a sudden you're on Niagara Falls. You're going over, you know, and there's no way to stop it, because it is just, it's absolutely a mind blower, because I've been reading a lot of books from people that, you know, have been dead for years and decades and, you know, that kind of thing. And I read a book written by a man talking, Professor Robeson. Was it Professor Robeson? I can't remember his first name. I think he was a professor. Wrote about the Illuminati from 1798. I mean, and wrote about Adam Weishaupt and forming the Illuminati and infiltrating the Freemasonry. And I've been reading all these different books, and I listen to people now I would never have given the time of day to them, Heather. Never. I would never have considered anything they had to say, because they'd all been labeled, and I'd say, okay, well, I can't listen to them. They're this, they're that, they're the other thing. You know what I mean? And I don't put the kibosh, or I don't discount anything anybody tells me. I have an open mind now, and I always thought I had an open mind, you know, and I really did when it came to a lot of social issues. I always had an open mind. But, man, I'm telling you, when it comes to history and what's really going on and who's behind it and who really controls the puppet master, I don't discount anything anymore. I do all kinds of research, and I listen to a lot of people because, man, our reality is – it's just, we are, it's absolutely the Matrix. It really is a trip. It's a trip. It's a mind blower.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, you're right. I mean, I listen to people and search out, like, so many different types of, well, just, you know, different sources and things that I never would have thought of before. But you know what? It's the only thing that makes sense. Once you know what the end result is, once you know that they're using eugenics, once you know that what their ultimate plan is of global governance and
killing most of us off.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Then you start looking at, you know, everything differently, and suddenly all the pieces, then when you said, gee, I don't know why they're doing that, that's so stupid, you know, and why would they do that? Well, all of a sudden it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And all of the pieces fall into place. But, you know, yeah. They don't want us to know. And they label the people that are speaking the truth as crazy or whatever, because that's the way they get most of us to tune them out.
Absolutely. You're right. A racist, you're a hater, you're a bigot, you're an anti-Semite, you're a homophobe, you're a xenophobe, you're a white supremacist, or you're a Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. Any one of those labels or all of those labels will be put on people. We're wearing tinfoil hats. This is a conspiracy. We're just nuts. You know, we're extremists. We're this, we're that, the other thing. It's all crap.
I mean, you know, look at 9/11. I mean, today's 9/11, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, we can't talk about the truth today. I mean, you know what I mean? People are just, I mean, they've got flags, you know, flying. They've got, you know, all these memorials going on around me. And, you know, I get it. I get it. People are upset, you know, and they want to remember, and, you know, and I don't want to take that away from people. But, you know, on the other hand, we've been lied to, you know, what is that? I know the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. Hang on, Heather. We're going to hit a break. 3 minutes. We'll be back. Heather Goss is my guest this afternoon. Don't change that dial. We're coming back in 3 short minutes.
Alternative Radio. We are OrionTalkRadio.com.
Don't miss the Medical Conspiracy every Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, hosted by me, Dr. Carpenter, here on Orion Talk Radio Network.
But, you know, hey.
And believe me, I'm not concerned about my health necessarily. I just never liked him. Hang on, I think we're going back.
Okay, all right. You don't know me, but I'm your brother. I was raised here in this living hell. You don't know my...
Hey, everybody, it's Maggie Rod, and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Orion Talk Radio Network. And I wanted to mention it before I forget it. I'm actually going to be off the next 3 days, and Ken Hildebrand is filling in for me from the Information Nation, and he'll have, I don't know, a couple of the other hosts on with him. I don't know what he's got planned, but anyway, it'll be good stuff, so stay tuned. The rest of the week, he's going to be sitting in for me because I've got places to go and people to meet, you know. So anyway, my guest today is Heather Goss, freedom fighter from the left side of the nation. And I don't know. Anyway, we don't have any ruby slippers, and we're not passing go, and we're not collecting $200. That's about all I know. And we're in our rowboat, and we're on the edge of the Niagara Falls, and it's not looking promising. Nobody's thrown us a lifeline.
No, they're not going to. No, in fact, you know, I mean, that's the thing, is we were talking about 9/11 and, you know, the fact that, you know, people are just told they're crazy, conspiracy.
The Muslims did it, you know. It's all the Muslims. They did it. They flew 2 planes, took down 3 buildings.
Those darn box. I got to get me a box cutter, I'm telling you.
I know. So there you go.
Maybe that's what we're doing wrong.
Yeah, could be, right? If box cutter will travel, right?
We need to get box cutters and say Allah Akbar more or something.
Yeah, I know, please.
But anyway, you know, I mean, I don't put anything past the government. You know what I mean? And the mainstream media is in on it, and, you know, they marginalize everything and everyone, you know, trying to speak the truth. I mean, you know, for the last couple of years, you know, there's been people like you, me, Rosa, you know, all these people across the country, trying to wake people up and, you know, talk about Agenda 21 and sustainable development and link it to the United Nations and ICLEI and, you know, basically connect the dots of all the information that's just out there on the Internet. I mean, this is how we're all finding out about it. And somehow we're all crazy conspiracy theorists. And, you know, a friend of ours, I don't know, you know Debbie Bacigalupi, right?
Right. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay, Bacigalupi is the rancher's daughter whose family is up in Siskiyou, and they're fighting against the removal of the dams up in Northern California. Well, so she's running for Congress, and she went down to Rio in June for the Rio Plus 20, the 20-year anniversary.
Oh, did she? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she went down there. I was supposed to go with her, but, you know, I could not, you know. So God bless her. She went down there by herself and faced all those commies on her own. Anyways, she said that it was just crazy. I mean, there was just they kept some of these people. The closest hotel that they were at was an hour and a half away. Some of these people were 3-hour bus ride to the convention back each way. She said it was just amazing how much over the top, you know, resources they were using. Totally non-green, you know, lavish lifestyles. But, you know, what she did was she interviewed people, and this is what I really found interesting, because she interviewed people from all over the world attending the conference, and she was asking them about, you know, what they knew about Agenda, did they know about Agenda 21 and ICLEI. And literally these people were like, you're kidding, right? what, is this a joke? I mean, they were laughing at her. And she said, well, what, you know, what do you mean? It was, well, of course we know about Agenda 21 and ICLEI. I mean, this has been going on for years. And they all know about it. It's common knowledge. And then she was telling them that, you know, in the U.S., for those of us that are talking about it and connecting those dots and speaking about ICLEI and the United Nations and Agenda 21, we are all called conspiracy theorists. And they thought she was kidding. Because to them, it's all common knowledge. So it's interesting. I found it really interesting because it just shows how much the mainstream media and how much the American public is kept ignorant about the truth about what's going on. But the rest of the world knows. And so, you know, the thing is, and they're, of course, all on board with it because, you know, they're all going to be getting the redistribution of our wealth.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. It sounds like it's a wonderful proposition to them because the money's going to be flowing in their direction.
Yeah, and that's actually what she was saying at the conference. She was saying that there was really virtually no talk about the environment, anything like that. It was all about how they were going to redistribute our wealth, how much of that wealth they wanted to redistribute. They were talking about taxing the American public and all developing countries. I don't know who else that would be other than us, really.
Any of your Western nations, I would guess, Canada, Australia, European nations, you know, Germany and France and Britain, you know, those.
But they wanted 0.7% of GNP.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, it's like, it was like, I don't know how much it worked out.
Billions and billions and billions. I'm not sure what the GNP is. I think it might
be. But that would be yearly.
Yeah.
And then they wanted to increase it to like 15% ultimately or something like that. It was crazy. But this was just, this is what they were haggling about and arguing about the entire time. It wasn't about the environment. It wasn't about saving the whales or the Delta smelt or, you know, some little.
Any of that crap. Yeah,
any of that crap. And so, I just thought that was really interesting that everybody else in the world knows what Agenda 21 is, ICLEI, and all the connections. You know, they are all on board with it, and that we're the stupid ones. We're the ones that are kept in the dark because, of course, you know, if they're trying to take us over and do this to us, you know, they can't tell us the truth.
Yeah. Oh, no. But you know what, honestly, Heather, even if they did, nobody'd believe them anyway.
Well, we're trying to tell people the truth, and you're right. Nobody's believing us. Well,
yeah.
I shouldn't say nobody. I mean, I feel like we've got some traction. I feel like in the last couple of years, you know, the level of awareness, at least, you know, when I do Google searches and get Google alerts, you know, more and more people are talking about it. I mean, we've got the American Planning Association ticked off, you know, and
yeah.
I mean, we're getting attacked. We are personally getting attacked, and I think that's, you know, what Stephen Yalinsky model, right? First they ignore you, then they vilify you.
Yeah, and then ridicule you, and
I don't know.
I don't know either. You know, when we, I know we're going to hit another, we got a couple more minutes before we hit another break. I'm going to disconnect you and reconnect you because we got a bad, bad connection or something.
Okay, you want to call me back?
Yeah, I will. But when we hit the break, Heather, in a couple minutes, I'll do that when we hit the break. I just wanted to let you know. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody certainly, you know, it's so hard to get through to people. Well, I say this all the time. I get so sick of saying the same things over and over again, Heather. But I was talking to somebody last night who was talking about how many times you have to repeat something before people will recall it. And it wasn't just like one time. It was like 35 times.
Oh.
And a really exorbitant number of times you have to repeat a message before they really start, they pay attention to it, and then it registers with them. So I don't know how that equates to. And I was talking to somebody who is in radio who told me that if they have, like, say, something they're going to advertise is going to be happening, they'll start a week, say, a concert, they'll start a week ahead of time and say, well, we're playing this concert next Saturday night, they'll start playing it, like, every hour or every other hour, 24 hours a day. This is coming up. We're playing this show next Saturday night. And they keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it so that the people, it'll register with them. It's like you can't see the hand in front of your face. You know, I don't know, we're kind of like walking zombies or something, I think.
Well, same thing with lies, right? You repeat it enough and people believe that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have a coughing attack right now, so I'm going to go off the line.
Oh, yeah, okay. I will. Go right ahead.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Hey, listen, everybody. Yeah, if you're talking to, you're on what? Jesus, Mary and Joseph, I'm telling you. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. This is Maggie Rodden. Heather, I'm going to reconnect with her when we hit the break in a couple of minutes, but this is Orion Talk Radio Network, and lots of good shows on this network for those of you who have followed me over from that other place I was at, which I won't even name that other place I was at, but lots of good hosts on here, lots of good programming, good stuff to listen to. I hear the break music. So I'm going to go to break. Ken from the Information Nation is going to be filling in for me for the next 3 days. Ken Hildebrand, the Information Nation, that's on Sunday nights. He's going to fill in for me and have some co-hosts with him. So I'll be back in 3 with Heather Goss. Don't change the dial. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show on Orion Talk Radio Network. Hey, everybody, we're back. It's Maggie Rod. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Orion Talk Radio Network. My guest is Heather Goss. And, I was just thinking, since you just came back from vacation, well, you know, you could have had them, did they check your drink after you'd already gone through this whole screening process that they claim is keeping you safer by grabbing, your people's private parts? Did they check your drink, too, that you bought after you went through the screening process? Your bottle of water that had never been opened, did they check that to make sure you didn't have any? What do they think is going to be in these substances is my question.
I don't know, but they did. They took my bottle of water.
Did they really?
They did. They took it from me. I just bought it, too. How did you know?
I was
from one plane to another. I was changing from one plane to another, and I had to go because for whatever reason, I had to go outside of security to go back in another area to get to this other gate. And so, I had the water, and they took it from me. I was like, what the heck? But I won't go through that. I won't go through that TSA thing, the scanner thing. And I won't let my son go through it. And it was just funny because there was a couple in front of us, and my son's going, well, Mom, why can't we go through that? Why don't we go through that? I go, we just don't go through that. I was just making a big deal, saying it loud,
Yeah,
because
yeah.
They can see that there's, it's your privacy,
Absolutely.
I don't want to see you, whatever. And so the people in front of me made it like a big deal. They were cool. They were going to go through it. And so they got in line, and we bypassed them and went through the regular metal detector. You just ask them if you want to go through that, and we bypass the whole line. So,
well, this is them testing people's water for substances after they've gone through the screening process, after you've gone through the X-ray machine and all this crap. This is something new that they've started, Heather. That's what I'm talking about. It's not like you said. This is some whole new thing now where you've already been screened and you go to the snack bar and buy a bottle of water, and then they're going to test it. They're going to test it maybe to see, like, if you got some kind of a substance in there you just got from, that they just sold you from the snack bar, right?
That didn't happen. I don't know about that.
Yeah,
it was pretty, you know, well, we just went to Puerto Rico. So, you know, we didn't have to go through immigration or customs or anything like that.
Yeah, well, you were safer though. They made you were safer though with them.
I felt safe.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Then it's giving up our liberties for that is all worth it then, isn't it?
Oh my God! Don't get me started. I just get so angry. I swear. You know, I have to really contain myself. So I went on vacation. It was really funny. I went on vacation and my son ended up playing with these little girls and you know, not knowing this woman. We were just talking about stuff. And anyway, it turns out her daughter or daughters went to school with the Obama girls.
Oh, really?
And yeah, so here I was, right, my kids playing the whole time with their kids. And so it was just funny because I didn't say a word, you know, about the fact that I was a Tea Party, you know, leader and this and that. And she was just going on and on about how she didn't like the Obamas and how she was telling her friends you shouldn't vote for him just because he's black and 4 years ago. And it was just funny. It was really funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
At least they had one smart person.
I'm a little distracted here. The dog started barking, and I'm whacking the table. I muted my mic. I don't know. I hope it was muted anyway, because I'm whacking the table trying to get it to stop barking. And John's looking at me thinking, well, is somebody at the door? Where's it? They're banging. So, but, yeah, no, they didn't like Obama either, huh? I should not have said that, though. Uh-oh. Some people actually don't like him. Must be because of the color of his skin. It couldn't be because he's a communist.
Well, she was black.
She's a self-hating black woman who hates Obama.
But, of course, you know, so she was asking me whether I had watched the convention and I was on vacation. I'm like, no, what convention? I mean, I was just like, I did not want to talk about politics. But it was really interesting that this woman really had enough wherewithal and sense to like think something was up. She wasn't going along with the herd 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was just interesting, you know, of all the people my kid chose to play with, I end up with somebody whose kids go to school with the Obama girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got some scoop. It was good.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
So give us the dirt.
I know. That's right. So anyway, we got so many problems, though, you know, and it all started way, way, way before him. But, you know, that's the thing. People get, they just don't look at it, you know. It's like you don't know your history. You don't go back and, God.
Well, we've been lied to about it all anyway. So, no, I mean, nothing is what we were told. I mean, the Civil War wasn't fought because they were interested in freeing the slaves. It had nothing to do with it. That was just the propaganda that they put in our history books to advance their agenda. I mean, nothing is what it seems. That's the big, big mind blower. And so when you start to go down these rabbit holes and you say to people, well, did you know about this or did you know about that? They think you're totally nuts. And so they try to discredit you right from the get-go, and they've just tuned themselves out. It's like they've got their thumbs in their ears or something. You know, it's like that monkey, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. You know, they don't want to hear anything. They don't want to see it. They don't want to know. We know, though. I don't know why, you know, don't you ever wonder, Heather, how come you woke up to these different things? How come we could see it and can't see it, and so many other people just refuse to look at it? They don't want to, and I know people that do know, and yet they pretend that things are going to get better. You know, they really do. They think, okay, well, you know, when the economy turns around, the housing market will pick up. It's like, are you dreaming?
I know. You can't save everybody. I mean, you know, I guess, you know, there's certain personalities that can deal with this kind of thing. And I think that that's just in general, you know, people fall into different categories. I mean, you know, my mother, God bless her, thinks that denial is not just a river in Egypt. You know, to her, it's a way of life.
Yeah.
And, you know, she honestly can't handle the truth. She doesn't want to know the truth. Denial is how she gets through her whole life. if she just pretends something doesn't exist and it won't hurt her, or she just doesn't have to deal with it. And, you know, for me, and, you know, probably for you, but, you know, a lot of people, you know, who want to know the truth, it's like, maybe I'm the type of person that, look, you know, as bad as something is, give me everything. Give me all the information, okay? Because then I can deal with it. Then I know I can look at it and I can make a decision. I mean, if a train is barreling down and it's going to run you over, okay, I want to know about it because maybe at the last minute I can grab somebody and pull them out of the way and save myself too. But, you know, not knowing doesn't mean you're not going to get run over, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know what these people think they're saving themselves from, you know, just not having to deal with it. But it's a personality thing, you know? And I don't know, maybe it's just the difference between leaders and followers, you know? I mean, the people that want to know and want to know the truth are the ones out there doing something about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of these people are just not necessarily leaders in that way. And some people can't handle the stress of it. I just, you know, you can't force them either. You know that.
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah, you talk to people all the time. And like you said, some of these people know and they just pretend they don't know. And they just, because they can't operate, I don't know, they just can't operate in that reality.
No,
it's the matrix. We're dealing with people who just who are as much a part of the matrix, and that's the lie. They cling to the lie because if they don't cling to the lie, then they realize that everything is a lie. You know, they have mm-hmm. to do something about it.
Yeah, like that one scene, and I don't know where I just saw a picture of this. It might even be on Orion Talk Radio Network up on their website or something. I'm not sure. But was the one guy from The Matrix who said he wanted to go back. You know, he wanted to take the blue pill or the red pill. I can't remember which pill is which. But he wanted to go back, and he was sitting. Do you remember that one scene where he's sitting there having dinner, and he's holding his fork with a steak, and he says, well, this it looks like steak, you know.
Oh, right.
Remember that scene? Yeah. Man, I want to go back. I don't want to know this crap, and you know. And
yeah.
I really know that for the people, some of the people that I know, that's what they want. They want to not know. They want to not know. They liked it better when they didn't know. And they thought that, oh, November was going to be the answer. You know, they want that part of life, that life back. They don't want the real life.
Well, don't we all? Don't we all? I mean, you know, there's plenty of days where, you know, I'm in the fetal position and I'm like, you know, I don't want to know. But
yeah.
But then, you know, I have to just do something. I can't sit around and, yeah.
Yeah, you can't sit around and just say, okay, I'll be a slave. What size shackles do you put on, you know?
I mean, I guess I just can't, you know? I mean, I look at my 9-year-old. That's what snaps me out of it.
Oh,
you know,
man.
I just get pissed off. And then what ends up happening is I take that, you know, that energy, that upset energy or whatever it is, that stress, and I try to channel it into some type of action that will, you know, be positive or, you know, make a change. I mean, you know, that's what you can do with it, is redirect that.
Yeah.
You know, anger and whatever into something, you know, opposing the One Bay Area plan or whatever it is. And that's what I try to do.
Hang on.
Beat them at their own game.
Absolutely. Hang on, Heather. We're going to hit another break. Top of the hour break. We'll be back in 5 minutes. This is a short news break. Back in 5. Don't change that dial. You're listening to Orion Talk Radio Network. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 5.
When you walk through the garden, you gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon, walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion here on Orion Talk Radio Network. I'm joined this afternoon with Heather Gosch. She is a freedom fighter extraordinaire out of California, and you know, on break we were just talking about, you know, well, what do you do to prepare your body? You know, what are you supposed to do? Who really can anticipate? I mean, you watch other things go down. We watch the news. You see the civil unrest and chaos in so many nations in the Middle East and Greece now. The people just taking it upon themselves. They don't have any money, so they've just gone and looted the grocery stores and taken the food off the shelf. And, you know, it is a domino effect when something starts to go down. I mean, everything's going to go down. I was looking at something this morning on the news. In fact, I never even realized it before, Heather, because I never watched television a lot. And anymore, I should say. I never watched tons of it anyway, but I Russia Today, that website I've looked at and seen a lot of stuff on the internet from there. Well, I actually could pick their television station up. It's carried around here. I don't know if you, I imagine it's out where you are too, but anyway, I stumbled upon it this morning, and they were talking about after the so-called Arab Spring that occurred, how the garbage, of course, it's a collapse of all the systems and everything that were in place to maintain some semblance of civility and some semblance of order and normalcy. And so, of course, the garbage is not being picked up and the rats abound. And, I mean, it's just hell. So, you know, you think you look at the stuff you remember after Hurricane Katrina, you know, and it was lawlessness. And what did they do before the hurricane hit? They had soldiers disarming the law-abiding American citizens.
That's
so,
right.
You know, I mean,
there's going to be huge civil unrest. You're right. And you know, it's hard to, I mean, we're talking about it, but you know what? I mean, you and I have talked about this. We prepare for it, you know, buy more ammo, all this other stuff, get food, you know, whatever. But, you know, none of us have lived through this. It's going to be a huge shock. I mean, being awake and aware, I don't know that I'm prepared for the lawlessness that I think is going to come. You know, I mean, I live just over the mountain from, you know, Oakland, where, you know, literally everybody there is on welfare. Nobody has a job, you know, and when the freebies get turned off, which they will, you know, they're going to be, you know, it's going to turn into, it's a war zone down there now. You know, they kill each other on a regular basis. But, you know, the people in the suburbs over here who have no clue and think they're immune to this, you know, it's going to turn into a war zone. And, you know, how do you defend yourself? And then, you know, they wanted, like you said, in Katrina, they went around taking the law-abiding citizens' guns because, you know, they don't want you to defend yourself.
No, fear
is what's going to get you to give up your civil liberties and say, oh, come take care of me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, Henry Kissinger said something to that effect. I don't have it open, and I don't recall it verbatim, but he was talking about there'll come a day when the American people will beg for the United Nations soldiers to come into the country and stabilize things. I mean, they're the ones creating the problem, and so, of course, they're creating the solution, too. They're offering the solution. They're creating the problem. They're going to offer the solution. You know, and we'll grab for it because it will be hell. And so the American people will say, oh, my God, you know, oh, whatever you got to do, please, whatever you do, just make it stop. Make it stop. You know exactly what's coming down. I mean, all you got to do is just you could have never watched anything that shows you the civil unrest and chaos that's in existence. And so look at Mexico. Look at right across the border. What a living hell it is for those people there. And they're hanging decapitated bodies off of bridges. And it's chaos and bedlam. I mean, that's coming here.
Well, yeah, and they wanted to come here. They wanted to come here because they want to scare us, which is why they have an open border policy, which is why, you know, you can't talk against Mexicans anymore here in California. You know, they're a protected class, you know, and they go around acting as if they have complete immunity. I mean, they don't care, you know, and everything is about the color of people's skin. You know, it's all about social justice and environmental justice. And, you know, I was telling you, Maggie, that, you know, I'm half Mexican. I don't look half Mexican. I'm of Spanish-Mexican descent. But I am literally half Mexican, and I've never played that race card, and, you know, I never thought to play that race card. I mean, I was brought up as an American, and I don't know, maybe social justice means I got to take money out of one pocket and put it in my other pocket so I could be fair to myself.
Yeah,
maybe
there
I should bring that up at the next one day area meeting.
Oh, please, will
you? I'm going. You know what? I'm going to. I swear, these people literally, it will just show them how ridiculous they are. Because, you know, how do you reconcile that?
Yeah.
How do you reconcile that? Seriously.
Listen, I was talking to somebody today, and he said, oh, they say this is always for the kids, right? And it's never for the kids. I was at a school, and somebody was saying that to me. Oh, they claim all the crap they're doing is always for the kids. You know what? It's really never for the kids. It's all been such a con all along. It's never been for the kids. They're just the ruse they use to suck us all in to their crap. It's never for the kids. It's never for anybody. It's only for these elitists who will rule the entire world. Everything is driven towards them.
If anything, they're abusing our kids, you know, making them learn about alternative lifestyles at 5 years old and, you know, sex and all this nonsense and dumbing them down and making them, you know, pray to Gaia. And I mean, it's just out of control. And our kids are not learning. And people are like, well, we got to pay more taxes. You know, our teachers don't get paid enough. You know what? It's all going to unions. It's all going to in the pockets of the union bosses and the private-public partnerships and all of this stuff. And our kids, like you said, are being completely shortchanged, dumbed down intentionally. I mean.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty wild, isn't it, when you think about all this crap?
It is. I mean, it's hard to even imagine, you know, that it's real sometimes, you know, except that it's everywhere. You know, you can't get away from it anymore.
I don't see how
the average person doesn't see it. It just really doesn't. I mean, maybe they're just so.
Well, look at how many. Now, I'm 55 years old, Heather, and it's not like I wasn't paying attention. I was heavily involved in fighting against illegal immigration for a lot of years. I'm going to guess it's been probably 10 years now when I first got involved in fighting against illegal immigration. And it wasn't like we weren't looking. I mean, my friend who used to live up here, she's moved away now, but she and I would go to these meetings, and we went to D.C. and the whole nine yards and, you know, everything they're doing, you know, standing on the street corner with signs and bullhorns and handing out handouts and blah, 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 you know, and we didn't see it. We knew something was wrong. We couldn't figure out what it was. We'd go to these meetings and we'd hear this terminology and we'd think, what the hell is this crap? You know, but we couldn't track it down. And how I stumbled upon this was just a fluke conversation with a guy from the UK who was talking about communitarianism. And I said, well, what the hell is that? I never heard that before. And he said, oh, you got to find this woman, Nikki Rapana. She lives up in Alaska. Look this woman up. He said, she knows all about it. And so when I got to her website, then the light bulb went on. And I sent an email to my friend. I said, this is it. And once we were able then to put all the pieces together, and we realized all these different things, these clues that were out there that we just knew something. There was some kind of framework there. We just couldn't spot it. We just saw glimpses of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, they only give you a small portion of the puzzle or piece of the puzzle, and then that's the thing is you were fighting illegal immigration, and that's the thing is they intentionally open up the borders, you know, and then make the Mexicans the problem so that your anger is directed towards them as opposed to the open borders, you know, and the policies of the government, which is supposed to be protecting us, which is part, you know, I mean, it's, and then they can call you racist, you know, and you never win. It puts you in a no-win situation no matter what you do,
mm-hmm.
you know. Oh,
yes, they do.
You're right. You're right. We got to connect those dots together really close. I mean, that's the thing. That is what my goal is. You know, I'm not going to be doing rallies anymore. I'm not going to be standing on street corners. I'm deleting most of my emails these days. I just literally can't take it anymore. You know, I can't take the stress. I can't be that involved. With all this other stuff, I can't be distracted anymore. I have to focus. And my goal is to educate as many people and connect the dots for them as quickly as possible this year.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on, Heather. I hear the cue music. We're going to hit another break. 3 minutes, we'll be back. Heather Goss is on with me this afternoon. Don't change that dial. This is Orion Talk Radio Network. And another great show is going to follow mine. So stay on and don't go anywhere.
Are you a frequent flyer business traveler? Are you tired of paying exorbitant ticket prices to fly business or first class? Well, now you don't have to. Visit flyfirstclass.com to find out how you can travel in style and comfort to hundreds of locations around the world while saving 40 to 70% on your airfare. FlyFirstClass.com has been serving corporate and leisure travelers the world over since 1998. They are a professional company, providing professionals with first-class service and total reliability. How about flying from Miami to Paris, round trip per person, business class from $3,300, or first class from $4,600? Or a flight from the 48 states, Canada, or Alaska to South America, business class starting at $3,300, or first class starting at $4,600. Make no mistake, these are flights on major commercial airlines. So before you book your next flight, log on to flyfirstclass.com and see how much money you can save. That website is flyfirstclass.com, flyfirstclass.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Here's a frightening statistic. The trillions of human cells in your body are outnumbered 10 to 1 by the bacteria living on you and in you. To protect your body from bacteria, virus, or fungus, take extra protection from Alimax capsules. This is the only product worldwide shown to contain enough allicin, nature's antibiotic, to kill these bugs and protect your immune system from further attacks. Alimax is the only patented stabilized allicin extract in the US, and it's already been used to treat people who want to stay fit and healthy. Alimax is simple to take and the whole family can use it. Clear those colds, chest coughs, sinus congestion and simple infections with Alimax, nature's antibiotic. Clinical research has proven that this product really works. Now to get your special offer from Alimax Nutraceuticals, call 1-800-827-7656 or take a trip to our website www.allimax.us. That phone number again, 1-800-827-7656.
Hang on, hang
on.
Hey, everybody, we're back. It's Maggie Rod, and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Orion Talk Radio Network, OrionTalkRadio.com. For those of you tuning in, that's the website. Lots of good shows on this network. Listen, there's also a chip-in button because Rockefeller doesn't live here. Forgot to clue everybody into that. No Unky Rockefeller here on Orion Talk Radio. It's just us broke kids. So anybody who wants to chip in a couple of bucks is certainly welcome to do that because there ain't no free lunch in life, and we'd like to get a satellite system set up for this network so that we could beam the truth out. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam the truth out to a lot more people, and having a satellite set up would make that happen, would help out a lot. So there's a chip-in button right on the main page, OrionTalkRadio.com. If you got a couple of bucks you could throw our way, we would appreciate it very much. I am joined this afternoon by Heather Goss, freedom fighter out in California. And on break, we were talking about having bullhorns in our cars.
Oh, yeah. I have two bullhorns. I've got a large one. I've got an industrial-sized bullhorn. I mean, seriously, if I want to make noise outside of a building, everybody will know. And so I have an industrial, like, you know, fire protection type of bullhorn, and then I've got a little smaller bullhorn, but I carry them everywhere I go because you just never know when you're going to feel like protesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Right when the spirit moves you, you got to be prepared.
Well, I'm telling you, this China symposium has got me wanting to go out and protest, and I swore. I mean, you know, it's so funny. I mean, I swore I'm not doing any more rallies. I will not protest. And now I'm doing an end the Fed march in San Francisco on September 22nd, and I may have to go protest this. God darn it, these Chinese people come into California to talk about smart cities. I mean, really, this just is nerve.
I know.
I don't know. You may see me. You may see me on television. I'm sure.
Yeah, the 6 o'clock news. Huh? You'll be. Maybe they'll bring back striped outfits. You know, reminds me of, and I don't know. Did you ever see that movie? What the hell was the name of it? It was Goldie Hawn. She was in the army. What the hell? Private Benjamin. Was that the name of it? Is that the name of the movie? I think it was. And remember the one scene where, you know, they had sucked her in, she was a poor little rich girl, and she's whining and feeling sorry for herself, so she stumbles across the recruiter, and he tells her, oh, they've got condos and all this crap in the army.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Points up. And the one scene where she says to the woman, when they're handing out the uniforms, is green the only color this comes in? Well, maybe they'll, you know, so maybe they'll bring back the striped suits for the prisoners, you know. So maybe I'll see you on Saturday on the 6 o'clock news. I know that woman. It's Heather Goss. You know, maybe they'll be putting the striped suits on us, parading us around.
I'll be out in front, and I'll be saying something like, you know, when are the commies going to tell us where to go?
Yeah, I know.
That's the problem. Is, you know, you give me a bullhorn, and I start saying some crazy stuff, and I just love it, you know.
Well, it's not crazy, though. It's the truth.
It is the truth. But, you know, I have a lot of fun with my bullhorn. So, anyway, we'll see. What happens. I may just have to go protest. I don't like the fact that the Chinese are coming here collaborating. I mean, doesn't that sound like treason right there, collaborating with the Chinese?
Well, the whole thing is treason. I mean, this government has been, you know, bought and paid for a long, long time. Look at the whole treasonous thing with the Federal Reserve Bank. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're controlling the show here. It's been that's almost 100 years. Next year it'll be 100 years.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I guess we got another march next year, too, for the 100-year anniversary.
Yeah, there you go, right?
I can dust off my bullhorn next year in case, well, as long as we still have free speech.
We have free speech,
We probably won't have it next year.
Well, we don't really
have it anymore now.
No.
We have to get permits, you know.
Yeah, I know.
We don't want to get in trouble.
No. No, well, you'll be called a racist, a hater, an anti-Semite, a homophobe, a bigot, a xenophobe, a white supremacist, Nazi, wants to kill 6 million Jews. And, you know, of course, now I had a guy on my show last week who, we don't have any free speech. John Cotmere had been involved in a Save a Patriot organization, and they were giving people information about the IRS. And he never went to, a judge put a gag order on him, no trial or anything like that, for a book that he had written. That he wasn't allowed to talk about it.
Wow.
He wasn't allowed to sell his book. Now, this is here in America.
Yeah.
All right. This was a few years ago that this happened. And when he came on my show, he had someone with him because he's not allowed to talk certain things about it. So the other guy could come on and speak for him because he's not allowed to. I like that. Them apples.
Well, you go to other countries and you realize, you know, we are really not free. I mean, there are more freedoms in other countries than we have here. I mean, we are so regulated, but we're just used to it. We go along with it. We don't say no. They decide they're going to tax us some more. Okay, well, I guess I got to pay it. You know, make our rules.
Yeah.
Got to take away our sugar drinks because, you know, we can't handle our sugar drinks. We got to take away our caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
In California, they banned foie gras. You know, it's the goose liver.
Mm-hmm.
They banned it. I mean, it's just crazy stuff.
But look at what city in California where you can't smoke in your own apartment.
Yeah.
You know, or the guy up in, the guy in Oregon who just did 30 days in jail, or he could still be in jail for having, collecting rainwater
Oh, right.
On his own property. I mean, hello, America.
Well, he deserved to go to jail for that. I mean, you know.
Come on. You know, collecting rainwater. Boy, there's.
Jeez.
You know, God, that's almost
I mean,
like.
He should be doing hard time for that. How dare he?
How dare he? Yes, you better believe it. There you go.
You know? I mean, the little children are starving and don't have water. And here he is being selfish.
I know it. I know. Look at the guy who, you know, a Bible study in his house went to jail.
Right. My gosh.
I think I'll sleep with the American flag from now on, I think. I feel so, we're so free. Maybe I'll create American flag sheets or something like that.
Yeah.
I've been waving it all these years thinking we're the land of the free, the home of the brave, right? Aren't we?
Right. No.
No, we're not at all. God, it's a hell of a nightmare we're in.
It is a hell of a nightmare. You know, I keep thinking, you know, I'm going to wake up one day. I keep thinking, you know, I'm just living day by day thinking, when's the other shoe going to drop? I mean, that's really it. I mean, so what do you think? I mean, you know, it's like, when do you think they're going to pull the plug on this whole charade and let the economy collapse? I mean, you know, I kind of think about that sometimes. So what do you think?
I don't know. I really have no idea. Who knows? Could be 2 months or 2 years. Who knows? I don't know. I mean, are there enough Americans on their knees yet? There's not enough Americans living on the streets yet, I guess. Once all of the parks fill up with homeless former middle class Americans, maybe then, because then you'll be so much more desperate, you'll be looking for them to be your rescuer.
Yeah. You know, I know a lot of people are banking on Romney, though. Romney's going to save us. You know, when Romney gets elected, he's going to repeal everything. He's going to fix everything.
Well, he just admitted, what was it, yesterday, that he wasn't going to repeal all of Obamacare. Well, why would Obamacare? Well, why would you Obamacare? Might as well be called Obamacare. Why would you think he would? I mean, someone who had implemented socialized medicine in Massachusetts, why would people be so naive to think he would undo this? Hello, you damn fool. Listen,
well, hold our nose and vote for him because he's the lesser of two evils, right?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Yeah, we're going to hit a break. 3 minutes, Heather and I will return. This is the Orion Talk Radio Network. Don't change that dial. We're coming back.
Free speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
Today I have a special treat for you guys. Going to be interviewing Jim Mars coming up.
John Farmer was appointed and named as the senior counsel to the official 9/11 commission. And here's what John Farmer has to say. In the course of our investigation into the national response to the attack, the 9/11 commission staff discovered that the official version of what had occurred that morning, that is, what government and military officials had told the Congress, the commission, the media, and the public about who knew what and when was almost entirely and inexplicably untrue. If there's one good thing to come out of the attacks of 9/11, I think it might have been that the term conspiracy got rehabilitated, because 9/11 obviously was a conspiracy.
Orion News Talk, news and views beyond the mainstream media.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Mitt Romney says September 11th is a time to renew the resolve of protecting Americans against evil attacks. Romney spoke in Reno, Nevada to a gathering of the National Guard on a day when both presidential campaigns paused their campaigns in deference to one of the most harrowing and unifying days in U.S. history. Back in Washington, President Obama marked the day by participating in solemn ceremonies at the White House and the Pentagon, and also visited the graves of war dead at Arlington National Cemetery. Paul Ryan will start airing some TV ads tomorrow, campaigning for a House term that he hopes he won't serve. While running for vice president, Ryan is also allowed to run for re-election to his House seat from Wisconsin, an office he would continue to hold only if he loses the vice presidential race. The Chicago Teachers Union says no deal has been reached in ongoing talks with negotiators from the Chicago Public Schools. Representatives from the union and the district returned to the bargaining table today as the teacher strike entered its second day. This is IRN USA Radio News.
lost 12 pounds.
I lost 7 pounds.
I lost 9 pounds. I went from size 14 to size 8, and it was so easy.
These are real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight with Amberen. Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible, especially if you're entering menopause. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen, because Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. Amberen reprograms your body to stop storing fat. It balances your hormones and improves metabolism. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-727-6808. That's 1-800-727-6808. 1-800-727-6808.
Join me, Joe Joseph, for Freedom Link Radio, Tuesday and Thursday evenings from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Everybody, it's Maggie Rod. You're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Orion Talk Radio Network, news and views beyond the mainstream media. Listen, lots of great shows. The show following me is The Sound of Freedom with Ryan Brooks, so make sure you stay tuned in for that. All kinds of people here on Orion. We've got hosts from all over the world. Solvener from The Netherlands, I know. Isn't this terrible? I've got a Mel block, and I've looked it up, and I just screw it up every time. Solvener won't be mad at me, though. I know that. Listen, you've got Health Talk with Dr. Bob Martin. The Activist Report with Derek Brose is going to be, he started, I think, this past Sunday. Freedom Link with Joe Joseph. All kinds of people on here. Canada Live, Canadians. We got them from all over the world. We got people. The Earth Needs Rebels with Andrew, so he's coming out of the UK, all kinds of people. So all kinds of stuff to listen to here on this network. Stay tuned in and make a couple dollar donation to the chip-in button if you can. We'd appreciate it because we'll put your money to good work making things happen here on Riot Talk Radio Network. So, you know, Heather, we're talking about when we went to break, you said, well, when did I think things were going to happen? I don't know, but, you know, look at how they've got, what was it, the FBI's going to spend $1 billion. I was talking about this yesterday. I'll talk about it again with their facial recognition system. $1 billion. They're going to begin their installation of their facial recognition system across America.
Wow.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, it's for our own good, right? It's for our own security.
I think so. I'll feel a lot safer knowing that Big Brother's watching me even more.
And knowing that they spent all that money on those, what, hollow point
bullets, yeah.
All the ammunition.
Well, it's only for target practice, so you do buy hollow point bullets for target practice. You know, don't let them fool you to say that you don't. Of course, people buy the most expensive stuff to just target practice.
Exactly, you know. But they want our guns. You know, they're going to ship all the guns over to Mexico and wherever else, and they're going to take all of our guns away.
Mm-hmm. Because you'll be safer. Well, you know, because those guns, they just, like, get out of the room in the middle of the night, and they go out and they shoot people on their own. You know that, don't you? So, you know, once they get eliminate those guns, they've got a mind of their own. They truly do.
That's right. Guns kill people.
They do. Yes, they do. So you'll be a lot safer disarmed, believe me. I know you will. And they'll find some lunatic will tell you, you know, well, I put a gun to, I was reading this today, in fact, and I don't even know where I read it. It was a woman telling a story about 30 years ago. She said, I don't know, I think, and I don't remember the details exactly, but somebody had broken her house and they had a knife to her father's head. And she put a shotgun up to the perp's temple and said, I'll blow your brains out if you don't put that knife down. And the guy ran out of the house. But, you know, she now, 30 years later, well, if I hadn't had a firearm, you know, and she thinks, oh, well, you shouldn't have weapons. Really, hon? Really?
Mm-hmm. You think at that time you wouldn't have wanted to have that 12 gauge up against that scumbag's temple? I would have.
Absolutely.
I don't think I would have told him to put the knife down. I would have let gravity do it for him. You know what I mean? After I gave him a little drink of lead.
Exactly. Well, you know, I didn't even own guns up until a couple of years ago. I mean, I had never held a gun, never had any interest, you know. I did a Women on Target event, and that was it, you know. I got it, you know what I mean? I got what my Second Amendment rights were all about instantly.
Yeah.
And I realized, you know, I really needed to learn that skill, not be afraid, you know, take charge of my life, because, you know, when all the shit hits the fan, we're not going to have enough cops to protect us. We're going to be on our own.
Well, I like to read this. Second City Cop is this blog that I stumbled upon, and it's a Chicago, City of Chicago police officer's blog, Second City blog, and a cop, I think he's called .blogspot or something, and he's got a real sense of humor when he writes them, so I like to read his writing, and he's got something on his website that says, when seconds count, the police are just minutes away, so there you go.
And that's so true, you know.
Yes,
it's so true. I mean, the cops will tell you themselves. They're not enough of them. And what's the first thing they do when they want to say they want to cut the budget or whatever? You know, we're going to cut police, fire, and safety, because, you know, that's when they know that people are going to scream to, you know, okay, we'll pay more taxes. Just please don't take our policemen away. But, you know, they're not going to do it. They're not doing anything now. You called my husband's business has gotten robbed. It's like his business is about an hour and a half away because we have a building, and that's how far he has to drive in order to afford to have a building that we own. But nevertheless, so he gets robbed a lot because he's not there, and they know that. They test the alarm system, and they just go in and trip the alarm, and when the alarm company calls, it costs him money for them to go out and check to see if somebody's really there or not. So mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, he doesn't send anybody because he doesn't know for sure. And so it's just this, basically they know. They just go break in. The cops don't show up. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You have to defend yourself.
Yeah.
So now we have to put cameras and all this stuff, spend all this extra money. But really, I mean, you're on your own.
You're on your own. You're on your own.
So those people that don't believe in guns, that's okay. We won't help them. We won't use our guns to protect them. We'll just, you know, we will respect the fact that you don't like guns. You don't want guns. And so when your house gets robbed, something happens, we won't use our guns to protect you.
Okay. Yeah. And I've seen these signs, and I saw this sign in some on the internet. My neighbor next door doesn't believe in the Second Amendment, just so you know, but I do, you know, something like that to the
effect.
Yeah,
I saw that. And out of respect for my neighbor, I won't defend him or something like that.
It was fabulous.
I love it. And that's the way it is, because, you know, as soon as something happens to them, well, they don't believe in you know, in any of this stuff until it happens in private property rights. They don't care. You know, the same thing about sustainable development, right? It's okay to put everybody else in stack and pack housing, you know, and give up your private property rights. But as soon as it starts happening to them, they're the first ones that are going to yell bloody murder. I mean, these people are just useful idiots.
Totally. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, they are indeed.
I mean, that's what we're finding out here right now. You know, we've got these this area, you know, that is all the elitists. You know, the elitists have destroyed, you know, Oakland and Berkeley, and, you know, nothing but stack and pack housing. Everybody's on welfare. You know, it's all about social equity and social justice, and everybody's riding mass transit. Nobody's paying any of this stuff for this stuff. It's all subsidized. So, of course, the elites don't want to live there because it's just a hellhole. So they live just on the other side of the hill, on the mountains, in the very expensive neighborhoods. But now, you know, the One Bay Area plan, you know, sustainable development is going to call for social justice, and is calling for, you know, high density, low income, stack and pack housing in their neighborhoods. And all of a sudden they're starting to get, wait a second. We don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love it. I love it. I love it when, you know, they get a dose of their own medicine, because that's what it's going to take.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, at they started. I actually had contacted a guy. In fact, he didn't get back to me. I wanted to have him come on my show. It was somebody had sent me this 15-minute video they had done. They were giving a presentation. They're up in New Hampshire giving a presentation in front of their town board or whoever it was, and they had done a lot of research into this whole Department of HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and these, I don't know, complete communities, and, you know, just putting these, you know, the stack and pack housing and the social justice, social equity, moving people all around just to make it fair to share the misery and that kind of crap. And, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I was at a meeting, I don't know, a year or so ago, and put on by First Suburbs Project, they call it around here in Philadelphia, and HUD was there, and it was put on by them, and they were talking about the tyranny of the zip code, Heather, that some people who, you know, it was just unfair that some people could afford to live, you know, with oceanfront property and that stuff, and so many other people couldn't, and it was just unfair that some people had more than others. So the tyranny of the zip code.
Well, I agree with them. I would like to live in Beverly Hills. I would like to have a jet. And I just think it's unfair. I think we should all have, just everything should be free. Nobody should have to pay for anything.
I think so.
We should all be able to take whatever we want. Just take it.
I agree.
The guy at the Ferrari, we should just be able to, you know, when he stops at the stoplight, say, excuse me, scoot over, I'm taking over.
Yep. Yeah.
You didn't build this. You don't deserve this.
Yeah. Well, let's start with all the banksters.
Free bus pass.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't want that. I want to be flying in that private jet the banksters flying around in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hang on. Do I hear the cue music?
Imagine a world with natural clouds, clean air, clean water, and natural food. Why in the world are they spraying? If you love your family, if you love your children, if you love our planet, it's time to get involved. In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why has our weather been changing? Are the long white lines in the sky changing our weather? Could there be a monetary and political agenda behind these damaging programs? Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Are you a frequent flyer business traveler? Are you tired of paying exorbitant ticket prices to fly business or first class? Well, now you don't have to. Visit flyfirstclass.com to find out how you can travel in style and comfort to hundreds of locations around the world while saving 40 to 70% on your airfare. FlyFirstClass.com has been serving corporate and leisure travelers the world over since 1998. They are a professional company, providing professionals with first-class service and total reliability. How about flying from Miami to Paris, round trip per person, business class from $3,300, or first class from $4,600? Or a flight from the 48 states, Canada, or Alaska to South America, business class starting at $3,300, or first class starting at $4,600. Make no mistake, these are flights on major commercial airlines. So before you book your next flight, log on to flyfirstclass.com and see how much money you can save. That website is flyfirstclass.com, flyfirstclass.com. Are you a frequent flyer business traveler? Are you tired of paying exorbitant ticket prices to fly business or first class? Well, now you don't have to. Visit flyfirstclass.com to find out how you can travel in style and comfort to hundreds of locations around the world while saving 40 to 70% on your airfare. FlyFirstClass.com has been serving corporate and leisure travelers the world over since 1998. They are a professional company, providing professionals with first-class service and total reliability. How about flying from Miami to Paris, round trip per person, business class from $3,300, or first class from $4,600? Or a flight from the 48 states, Canada, or Alaska to South America, business class starting at $3,300, or first class starting at $4,600. Make no mistake, these are flights on major commercial airlines. So before you book your next flight, log on to flyfirstclass.com and see how much money you can save. That website is flyfirstclass.com. Flyfirstclass.com.
Hear the music. We're coming back for about 10 years.
Okay. Let's do it.
Hey, everybody, we're back. It's Maggie Rodden, joined by Heather Goss, and we are talking about what are we going to do to save the world, and we can't. So maybe you just got to save yourself, I don't know, or go out and buy a new pair of shoes or something like that, or, you know, a 50 caliber machine gun, I don't know.
There you go. You know, now you're talking. I want a cherry red 50 cal. No, make it an AR. With a, I mean, you know, it's so funny. I mean, I didn't own a gun 2 years ago, and now I want to match the gun to my outfit.
Yeah, there you go, huh?
That to me is important. I have a cherry red 22 automatic semi-auto with a cherry red scope on it, and I think I'm gonna get my
do
red
you really?
Stilettos. Yeah, I do.
Well, I suggest a little more powerful weapon than a 22 caliber.
Well, I have others. I have others.
Okay.
When I saw a cherry red, I know it's a custom gun, and I had to have it because, you know, I want to wear my cherry red stilettos out on the range.
There you go.
Yeah, and because, you know, that would simulate life, real life. Because the women on target class, they actually banned high heels because I showed up in high heels because of me. I showed up in high heels for the training. But, you know, I said, hey, this is real life. You need to teach women how to shoot in high heels because I'm not going to go, okay, wait, let me change my shoes before I shoot you.
Yeah, well, that's a very valid point, though. I mean, really, though, it is because you had, I guess what they anticipate, I don't know, I guess, but that people would not be, you know, dolled up and they'd be, you know, in sneakers or something. But you know what? But you had a really valid point, though, Heather, because if you are out somewhere and you're in a restaurant, how about that lady doctor whose parents, she met her, I think she was down in Texas. I remember seeing her testify before Congress. She was down in Texas, and I believe it was Texas, maybe not, but she left her handgun in her car and went in to meet her parents to have something to eat, and that's when they were robbed and their parents were both shot. And if she had had her handgun, maybe she wouldn't have been successful at killing them, but at least she had a shot at it, at fighting back. This way she was a victim.
Well, that's true. I mean, and what do women wear? We wear high heels. I mean, I know I'm kind of joking about it, but, you know, it was actually a shotgun class that I went to in high heels. So they banned high heels. But, you know, so now I have my own guns and I don't need to go to these classes. So now I'm going to wear my bright red patent leather red pumps, high heels with my red patent, you know, gun. And I'm going to go on the range.
Why not?
Why not? I know. So anyway, you know, what are we going to do to save the world? What are you going to do this year? Anything? What's your?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. I'm working on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just. I don't know. I really don't, because I'm kind of like you, Heather. You know, it becomes a very frustrating proposition after a while, because you give people information, they ignore you, and you know, you try to tell them what's going on, and oh, I know all about it, you don't need to tell me. Or, you know, you try to tell them the educational system is, their kids are being dumbed down, pull them out, homeschool them. Oh no, charter schools are the answer. It's like, hello, no, they're not the answer either, you know. But it's, so it becomes very frustrating after a while. You feel like you're just you know, talking to yourself, you know, you're talking, and then people are deaf and they don't hear. And I don't know.
The one you have a lot of people that are listening to you. I mean, I know it feels like that, and I totally feel like the same way. You know, I feel like I've spent all this time beating myself up trying to, you know, educate people and bang the drum and, you know, alert people as to what's going on, and it feels like we're not getting anywhere. People aren't listening or whatever, but you know what? You're awake. You're on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast. You know, we've met each other in this fight. You know, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of other people like us. And what's interesting to me is it's mostly women. I mean, you know, don't you find that interesting that the people that I mean, not that there aren't women, men in this movement, you know, that are awake and aware and doing the same thing. But I think a lot of it, the women are really taking charge.
Well, you know, I mean, the couple of men that I know of that come to mind, that have been in this game for a long, long time. Well, Henry Land was one, and he knew about this 20 years ago. Don Casey from Alabama. I mean, he and Ken Freeman, the co-founders of that Alliance for Citizens' Rights, I think it's the name of their group, they happen to be in Australia right now giving presentations down in Australia.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I was listening to a presentation he had done, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and I listened to it over the weekend, but unfortunately the sound was lousy, so I didn't catch what group in Australia had invited them down. But, you know, you got those two. You had Henry Lamb. You've got Dr. Michael Kaufman, Michael Shaw, who's been in it, I don't know, a dozen years. And they have, but there really are not a lot of men. And then you've got Rosa and you and me. And, you know, there are some other women who are aware of these different. Yeah, Karen Schoen and Bracken and, you know, Charlotte Iserby and Beverly Ekman trying to give information out. And, you know, they know the whole school piece and I don't know. It does.
Well, at least I don't feel so alone. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they can't get us all. You know what I mean? They can't stop us all. And that's the thing. We've got a lot of strong people coast to coast that are talking. And I think the key is, you know what? Just don't stop talking about this. Don't stop waking people up. Don't stop. Even when people tell you to. And like I said, a couple of years ago, people were telling me, Heather, don't talk about this. You're scaring people. It's a conspiracy theory. You know, nobody knew about Agenda 21. And now, you know, I'm talking to you and Rosa and Michael Shaw, and I'm working with all these amazing people. And sometimes I just have to remind myself, you know, that.
Yeah, I do.
You know, it's just, we think, you know, I guess it just doesn't happen fast enough for us, you know.
Well,
I think more people
should
be awake and aware. But I guess we have to just remind ourselves how far we've come, you know?
Yeah, I do. Well, the reality is, I mean, this has been going on for decades and decades and decades. The plan for a global rule by a handful of people has been going on long before we were ever born. And, you know, it's just that it seems to me that they're speeding up. Because they're near the end game. They're near the goalpost now. So, you know, they're.
I totally agree with you there. I mean, especially in California. I mean, we can't block or pass anything. So, you know, we're at their mercy. I mean, right now, the bills coming out of California are just amazing. I mean, you know, we're done. I mean, I'm telling people that. I mean, that's almost why I'm in the acceptance mode where it's like, I'm not accepting global governance. Not accepting the takeover, but I'm accepting the fact that there's really nothing I can do to stop that, you know, and I can't beat my head against the wall and worry about that anymore at the state level.
The only thing you can do is tell people, listen, this is what's going on. You're going to continue to see a collapse of this economy. It's being deliberately done. So when you wonder what the hell happened, here you go. Just remember, I told you 6 months ago, you remember Maggie or Heather told me. Heather told me these things were going to happen. I didn't believe her. I guess she wasn't crazy after all.
And that's so true. And I guess that's all we can help for. And I think, you know, the other thing is I'm just preparing myself. I'm starting to just go, okay, you know, I just need to prepare myself, my family, and, you know, my close friends or whatever it is, but I really need to think about, you know, myself.
Well, you have to, because if you don't take care of yourself, you're no good to anybody else anyway, Heather. So, I mean, the reality charity begins at home. You got to worry about yourself, and then you can help others once you take care of yourself. I mean, you know, you do what you can do for yourself, and that'll help others because of that.
But it's been so, you know, I've been working so hard at trying to save everybody, I think, for the past few years. You know, I mean, really, really hard trying to save everybody. And I finally have, I think, come to the realization that I'm not going to save everybody, that I can't save everybody. And not everybody wants to be saved.
They don't want to be saved anyway, so.
Yeah. You know, so, and really, you're right. You know, we got to save ourselves. And, you know, you got me, I got you. You know, there's a lot of really talented people that know what's happening. I mean, you know, imagine how Michael Shaw and Henry Lamb felt, you know, 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Ago.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys had nobody helping them. Nobody. I mean, they had some serious odds, and I just really respect them for sticking with it. And they must really appreciate, you know, finally having people.
Some people are waking up, yeah.
Exactly, like us talking about it, you know. And I don't know if we're too late or not, but, you know, I'm not going to be a good global slave either, so.
Either, but guess what? We're going to ask.
Well, we'll live in the. Maybe we'll have a room side by side in the gulag.
Okay. Hey, thanks for joining me. Listen, everybody.
I'll talk
to
you
later. Take care. Heather Guest, patriot extraordinaire out there in California, somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up. Another great show follows mine, and I'll be back. I won't be back tomorrow. Ken's going to fill in for me. So stay tuned. Take care, everybody. Keep your chin up. We got people like Heather Guest in the world. Don't lose heart, the sun will come up. Guaranteed. Take care, everybody.